Hello, and thanks for joining the Momentum for Change podcast series. Today, we're traveling to the city of Kathmandu to learn about an innovative company called Biocomp Nepal. They produce high-quality compost from a local abundant resource, organic waste from vegetable markets and private companies. The compost helps farmers to produce organic and high-quality fruits and vegetables. This in turn enables farmers to generate more income by selling high-quality products. By collecting waste that would otherwise end up in a landfill and turning it into compost, Biocomp Nepal is helping the environment and people at the same time. To tell us more, we're joined by Catherine Dell'Antonio, Head of Marketing and Communications with MyClimate. Can you maybe tell us about some of the social benefits this is having? So how is this impacting their lives?
Well, in Nepal, it's quite difficult for women to find a job and especially also to get the same salary as the men. And on the other side, also the unemployment rates are very high in Nepal and especially in the rural areas. So we decided to give a chance to women who otherwise would have great difficulty in finding a job. And this permanent position now in a factory like Biocomp, of course, has a very strong impact on their lives and also in the position that they have in the community. And since the beginning, Biocomp saw that the women were really very, very motivated to deliver good work. But of course, Biocomp doesn't want to discriminate, so they also have male workers. And what is also quite special in this project is that they have the same salary for female and for male workers.
And not only does it have great social benefits, Biocomp Nepal also has a lot of environmental benefits. Can you tell us how many tons of waste you're collecting and treating each day and what kind of impact that's having on greenhouse gas emissions?
Well, the target for the next 5 years is to collect every day between 20 and 50 tons of waste. And out of this waste, 20% can be turned into compost. And if we sum this up, then on an annual basis, this would be between 1,500 and 3,000 tons of purely organic compost every year. So we are not yet there, but we try to reach this target.
And does this change people's behavior and their way of thinking, especially at these markets where you collect the food waste?
It definitely does, but of course, it's a long process. So Biocomp is really part of this process that aims to change people's behavior when it comes to waste and compost. But it's, of course, not something which can be done from one day to another, but it's a process which, of course, lasts longer. When it comes to the farmers, they have been used to utilizing the chemical fertilizers with which they have very quick results. So it's also a process of changing their mind to now focus on the greener and organic solution, which is compost. But it's, as I said, not something which can be done very quickly, but it's a longer process.
For you personally, what's the best moment that you've had working on this activity? What makes you excited about this?
I had the chance to visit the project a few years ago, and what really motivated me was to see how motivated the people were on the ground. So they are sometimes working in quite difficult circumstances, but nevertheless, they keep on working to really reach this goal of producing as much organic compost as possible in Kathmandu.
If there's one key message you really wanted to drive home, what would that message be?
It's all about sustainable businesses. You can, on the one side, build up a business, but on the other side, still work in a sustainable way. The whole economy should go into this direction, where really all parts of society benefit and not only one element of society.
That's great, Catherine. Thanks for taking the time to speak with us today.
You're welcome.
I'm your host, Sarah Marshalden. You've been listening to the Momentum for Change Lighthouse Activity podcast series. These activities are shining a light on concrete climate change action around the world. For more information and to listen to other podcast installments, find us on the web at momentumforchange.org. That's Momentum for Change with the number 4.org.